has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. Welcome to September. Welcome to opening day of dove season in Texas. I'm here in California. I should be in Texas shooting doves instead of watching the market get shot down here today. Feathers are flying everywhere. The Dow right now down 385 points. That puts us at 16,142. You know, in my newsletter over the weekend, I said it would not surprise me for us to go back down and test the low of the market that we saw about a week ago in the midst of this 12% correction that we remain in. And it looks like we are doing that. The S&P 500 is down 44 points. The S&P 500, that works out to 2.2%, by the way. That puts us at 1927. Wow, we're going way back in time here. The NASDAQ is down 91 right now. That works out to 1.9%. The NASDAQ is at 4,685. Crude oil, which has really had a bounce here recently, was up 8% yesterday. Crude oil is down today, but it's clear up to $47.28. We were down below $40 per barrel here recently. Now we're back up to $47.28. Gold is at $11.42, up 0.9% right now. The euro is at 1.12. And let's see what the bond market is doing. We have the 10-year yield surprisingly high at 2.18%, which a lot of people believe that China could be the culprit here, selling U.S. bonds. They have been trying to prop up their stock market. They say they've swore that off. They're not going to do that anymore. And China continues to be at least getting the biggest blame for this sell-off in the market recently. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we went through the numbers again yesterday. We went through the big picture of the market once again. I'm still in the camp that this is a correction in the midst of a six-year-plus bull market. We've had several similar corrections. This is one of the worst ones that we've had, and especially one of the worst ones that we've had recently. You have to go back to last October, almost a year ago, to find a similar correction when we went down about 10% at that point in time. And what were the worries? I went through them yesterday. Slowdown in Europe, a slowdown in China, worries over a Fed rate hike, worries over a global slowdown. Well, those same worries are still around here today, and they're causing another sell-off in the market, another correction in the market. And as I said in my newsletter over the weekend, the bull has bent, but it has not broken. And if it breaks, I will let you know. But I think the bigger picture, and I said this yesterday, if you can point to something that shows that America is headed into a recession, that the U.S. economy is headed into a recession, I'd like to know about it, because I look at every economic report that comes in, and every one that comes in, I ask myself, are we pointing towards a recession here in the U.S.? And I can still find no evidence whatsoever that the U.S. is headed into a recession. Now, the market obviously is starting to bet on that occurrence happening sooner rather than later, hence the nervousness in the market. And I guess they're using as their evidence or their facts is the slowdown in China. That seems to be where everything points right now. But China's been slowing down for the last 6, 7, 8 years. Boy, I remember the crane and the building boom in China. When you looked across the horizon, at least people told me, I've never been to China, But I've talked to people that have been there, and they said everywhere you look, there was a crane building another building. And those buildings required steel, and those buildings required rebar, and those buildings required cement, of which China has little. And I can remember when coal prices were rocketing higher so China could stay warm and could power their power plants. And I remember when rebar prices were soaring, and I remember when steel prices were soaring. That was about 7 or 8 years ago. And, of course, China has been slowing ever since. And those commodity prices, which were pushed to the max. Man, I remember some of the commodity prices. The demand was just for rare earth minerals. On the way from Southern California to Las Vegas on the 15 freeway, there is a mine, the Mountain Pass Mine, which mines rare earth minerals, which Nevada has an abundance of. And I read here recently that they've closed that mine. They've shuttered that mine. They've put it on hold. They've let all the workers go home because rare earth prices have plummeted here recently. So China's been slowing down for quite some time. There's nothing really new to report there. And, you know, I mean, I've reported that the U.S. economy is not that dependent upon the Chinese economy. But yes, it's an impact, and yes, it does cause a change in the sentiment of the markets and the global economy, but I'm not seeing it show up in the numbers yet. Someone sent me an email yesterday. Bill, you said yesterday that you see $131.51 in earnings for the S&P 500 next year. Is there somewhere that I can look to find this every week? Because to me, this is an important number. Well, I totally agree with you. And I publish it every single week in my newsletter. Every week I go through the 500 S&P 500 companies. I update their earnings estimates for next year. And then I calculate the numbers. And I remain at $131.50. So if you take today's S&P where it's at right now, we are at, we're at 1929. And if we divide that by 131.5, we get a forward P/E ratio right now of 14.6, when the long-term average has been closer to 16 or 17. But at some point in time, those numbers will start to come down, or maybe 2017. We don't know when those numbers will start to retract. What we're looking for is a leveling off in earnings like happened in 2007. And then a recession, and those numbers coming down. But as of now, I see no evidence of that. I do see evidence of sentiment change on whether or not those numbers are achievable, but the numbers themselves have not changed yet. I think during times like this, the less you do probably is better. Less is definitely better. I learned my lesson. I got stung on about 3 sell stops, a week ago today? Was that the day when we were down 1,000 points when we opened, and by the end of the day we were only down 300 points? We had a 700-point intraday rally. No more sell stops for me. There's too many little mini flash crashes these days that will take you out at the bottom. It's better to paint a line in the sand, which I have on every one of my holdings. I'll be going through them today, looking at them, making sure they're okay. And if they cross my line in the sand, they're out of here. And I also am looking for best stocks now to buy. But I got to tell you that the breadth of the market right now is extremely weak. I'm back to just 52 best stocks now right now. And I probably own 35 of them. I don't know. I sent out a tweet yesterday that I've looked through my entire database. This was right before the market closed yesterday. I looked through my entire database. And I can't find hardly anything to write home about today. The breadth of the market is quite weak. It's one of those times in the market where you look at every asset class, as I did yesterday, and you say, no, gold doesn't look good right now. Shorting the market, it's still a little bit early for that. You don't want to buy SH, which is inverse the S&P 500, and then see a 600-point rally in the market. That's a painful experience. It's too soon to do any of that. Going long stocks, I went through my entire database yesterday. I found one that I bought. Maybe we'll feature it here today. I bought a few the week before, but the pickings are pretty slim right now. You just have to kind of ride through this. We're in the midst of another correction. I'll try to point you in the right direction. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Epperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I've been through some bear markets in my life. 2000 was no fun. 2007, 2008, 2009, another bad one. We are not in a bear market right now. However, this is the seventh year of a bull market. 6 years, 22 weeks. Earnings have been growing here in America. The U.S. economy has been expanding, which it continues to do. We just got a GDP report of 3.7%. And when you go in, when these analysts go in and talk to these companies, which if anything sandbag these days, they're still reporting pretty good prospects for next year. And as I do the numbers, and until further notice, until they change, I still see about 10% growth in S&P 500 earnings next year. You go to the S&P 400, which is mid-cap stocks, I see about 13% growth. And if you go to the S&P 600, which is small-cap stocks, I see about 14 or 15% growth. But I will continue to track this on a weekly basis. These are very, very critical numbers. I continue to find a few stocks here and there. I'll tell you about one that I bought last week. It was in my newsletter over the weekend. I bought it in my aggressive growth profile. The name of the company is Virtusa. V-I-R-T-U-S-A. The symbol is V-R-T-U. Company is headquartered in Massachusetts, Westboro, Massachusetts. It's a small cap company. It's a $1.54 billion company. And it's done a pretty good job of growing their earnings over the last several years. And the stock continues to hold up well and behave well during the correction that we are in. Virtusa has grown at a rate of 26%. That's earnings growth. That's bottom line earnings growth. It's grown at a rate of 26% per year over the last 5 years. And you know that the old axiom is, as earnings continue to grow, the stock price continues to appreciate. In fact, while their earnings have been growing by 26% per year, the stock has also been going up at a similar rate. In fact, as I look at my Best Stocks Now app here, over the last 5 years, could be Virt USA. I'm not sure how you pronounce it. I'm just going to say Virtusa because that's the phonetic pronunciation of this spelling here. Over the last 5 years, the company has delivered 43.2% to investors, while the market has delivered 13.5%. It's given superior performance, especially for a small cap company. There is no dividend here. If you're looking for the risk profile, which I do on every stock in my database, I list what I think the risk profile is, because that's very important that people don't venture outside of their risk profile. Over the last 3 years, the stock has delivered 46.3% per year, while the market's delivered 11.9%. Again, very superior numbers as it relates to performance. This is an outperformer. This is an alpha stock. This is an alpha giver, a stock that has created alpha for investors in the past. No guarantee that going forward they will continue to do it, but they've got a pretty darn good track record here. Over the last 12 months, this stock is up 55%. The S&P 500 is down 1.6%. That's right. Over the last 12 months, the S&P 500 is down 1.6%. But Virtusa is up 55.4%. Now, when I compare it on a relative basis against all of the investments in my database, Virtusa comes up with a momentum grade of A, one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. Now we have to look forward, because track record obviously looks backwards. Performance looks backwards. I was at the Padre game last night. We played the Texas Rangers, who are in a death struggle right now to to make the playoffs. They're battling with Houston in their division. Houston won last night. I was watching the scoreboard. The Padres are pretty much out of it. We have an outside miracle shot at making the playoffs, but I wouldn't count on it. And we traded one of our players to Texas about 2 weeks ago. We've watched this player in San Diego for many, many years. And when he came to the plate, the Texas fans were excited. We were surrounded by Texas Ranger fans. Well, I knew his long-term track record with the Padres. He likes to watch strike three a lot and not swing the bat. And the Texas fan, I could hear him saying, you know, we like this new guy from playing left field, batting 300 so far for us. And I just kind of looked at my wife and said, yeah, well, we'll see. And sure enough, he got caught looking on strike three. I said, yep, that's the guy I remember. So track record does have something to do with performance. You know, I would rather have a player at the plate who's got a great track record or a stock that has a great track record than one that has kind of a questionable track record. Well, now we look ahead to the future. And we look at the earnings estimates, which next year look like $2.03, which would be a 28% increase over this year. The analysts that follow this company think that they can continue to grow those earnings going ahead by about 22% per year. So if I extrapolate those earnings out over the next 5 years and apply a multiple that I think is appropriate, I come up with the target price of $98 per share. It's currently trading at $51.91. The stock down $1.01 here today during the most recent sell-off. Out of, let's see, how many stocks? We've eliminated a couple here recently. We currently have 4,146 stocks in the database. Virtusa comes in at number 8. And it is a company that I own in my aggressive growth account, which is about 75% invested right now and about 25% in cash. And this is about a 3 to 3.5% position in that portfolio. And it's behaving well from a technical point of view, which is the last thing I look at. The stock is hitting new highs as of yesterday. But I do have a line in the sand underneath it, kind of like the net under the trapeze artist. If it were to cross that line in the sand, then, you know, nothing sacred in my portfolios. Virtusa right now is a very good example of a best stock. Now, one of only 53, believe it or not, in a very narrow market, which lacks leadership right now. We're waiting for new leadership to emerge. And in fact, when we come back, I'm going to do a little primer on the inverse funds right now. The ones that I am at least prepared, I have them in my back pocket should I need them. So stay tuned for that. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement, with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta? Just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Well, the market has improved quite a bit since the open, especially the NASDAQ. I see waves up to 20 feet pounding Hawaii. Well, those waves are pounding the market. They've gone down to about 15 feet right now, and we are in the midst of a correction right now of about 10% or so, almost exactly the same as we had last October. We're just a month off here in the timing. And the same worries we had last October are surfacing once again. Of course, those worries have always been here. They never really went away. A slowdown in China, a slowdown in Europe, fear of the Fed raising, hiking interest rates, those are still the same fears. But meanwhile, the U.S. economy, if you look at all the economic reports from GDP to PPI to CPI to the PMI and all the others, Purchasing Managers Index, you name it, they've all pointed to continued growth in the U.S. economy. Until I see otherwise, and until I start to see the numbers faltering on the market, this bull market is still intact. But obviously, I'm a little more cautious. I'm a lot more cautious right now than I have been. At the same time, I'm looking for opportunities. And in my hip pocket, in the back of my pants here, in my hip pocket, just in case, let's not forget that we have inverse funds available to us to A, hedge our portfolios against further downside risk, or B, actually make money on if the market were to turn to a bear market. I thought I would just go through a few of these hedges. Now, having said that, I don't have any hedges right now. I continue to have about 60-70% invested in the market, about 30% cash. But here's some possibilities in case this thing turns worse and in case the economy starts to take a turn for worse. You can short the biotech stocks. That would be a pretty likely candidate. Now, over the years, that hasn't been a very good strategy. Do you know that the BIS, which is an inverse biotech ETF, in fact, it's twice inverse, 2-to-1, double your fun on the way down if the biotechs were to start falling apart. This thing was $1,712 per share back in 2010, and today it's $33 per share. So shorting the biotechs since 2010 has not been a very good idea. But keep in mind, you can keep it back in your hip pocket just in case we need it at some point in time. Here's one that's been panning out so far this year, shorting Brazil. Brazil has had a miserable year. They're the worst, I believe it's the worst performing index in the world. They're led by a socialist leader that they reelected, and now they regret reelecting her, and they're trying to get her to resign. Why did you reelect her? The BZQ is inverse, twice the inverse of the Brazil index. This has been a pretty good bet this year. I don't have any of this thing. Began the year at about $80 a share, and it's currently at $147 per share. If the global meltdown happens, well, there's a likely candidate. How about the emerging markets? Let's see. Let's find. There it is. Ultra short. No, let's go ultra short. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, which has had a little bit of a breakout here recently. Now, shorting the Dow since 2008 has not been a good idea. This ETF has gone from $346 per share clear down to $24 per share. Just talked to one of the shorts in the market who has been bearish on this thing for the last 5 or 6 years, and they've taken a beating. But there will come a time. This is a good one to keep in your hip pocket. This thing goes the other way of the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It's having a good day today. It's breaking out. But it hasn't had a good 1 year. It hasn't had a good 3 years. It hasn't had a good 5 years. It hasn't had a good 10 years. But it is something to keep in your hip pocket just in case. Here's one if you want to take a walk on the wild side. This is the emerging market bear. Three times. Holy cow. This thing was $24 a share back in April, and now it's $52 per share. And it's having a nice day again today. Now, I do not own any of these as of yet, but I know about them. I monitor them. I track them. They're in my system. In fact, let's just see where EDZ is ranked right now. EDZ, which is three times the inverse of the emerging markets is currently ranked in my best stock now at number 256 out of 4,146. So it's almost become a best ETF now. By the way, we are segregating all the ETFs in my app, and we'll have a separate tab where you can click and see the rankings of all the ETFs out there. So I have to go through. Right now, they're scattered through the indexes. They're scattered in the sectors. A lot of ETFs are inverse funds or leveraged sectors or leveraged inverse or, a lot of different ETFs out there. But we're going to segregate them and have one button where you can push and see what the leading ETFs are in the market. We already have the mutual funds segregated, but now we'll have the ETF segregated sometime in the next couple of weeks here. Let's take a look at some more. Okay, ultra short Dow. How about ultra short Europe? This would be 2-1. If Europe were to continue to go into the tank, this has not been a good idea either for the last 5 years. This thing was $298 a share back in 08, and now it's $44 per share. But it's seen some activity and some action lately here. There are some bets going down that Europe is going to implode, that their economy is going to implode. I haven't seen that yet, but it's in my hip pocket. I know about it. Let's see what it's ranked right now. EFU. I've actually owned this thing in the past, which is short, double short Europe. EFU right now is ranked number 446 out of 4,146. And don't forget, I mean, these things have been ranked at or near the bottom for several years, and they're starting to make some noise right now. Definitely worth sitting up and taking note of. Oh, let's see. You can short interest rates, obviously. I wouldn't do that right now. You can short the NASDAQ, PSQ. That hasn't been a good bet over the last several years, but it's making a little bit of noise right now. You can short Russia. How about shorting Russia 3 times? Russ, R-U-S-S. Boy, there's an ETF for almost everything. You can short the small cap 600 index, SDD. You can short the financials, SEF. How about shorting the financials back in 08 and 09? That would have been a sweet play, as many of them imploded, the Lehman's of the world, the Bear Stearns of the world. Financials were at the center of the hurricane back then. SEF, short the financials. Short the semiconductor sector. That's a good SOX, S-O-X-S. But my point is, these are available to you. These didn't used to be available. You used to have to short individual stocks, and now we have these exchange-traded funds, which you can buy and sell. They're very liquid. Some of them are. Some of them you have to be a little bit careful of. But it is a tool that we have in our toolbox, should they rise to the top in the Best Stocks Now app. The Best Stocks Now app is relative. It takes a look at the entire market, and on a relative basis, it points to the strongest investments. And it also points to the weakest ones. These things have been at the bottom for a long, long time. In fact, every week in my newsletter, I show a screen. Here's the top inverse ETFs right now. And every week for the last couple of years, I said, I keep looking, but I can't find anything that really interests me here. Now, that could change going forward, just in case. This is like insurance in your hip pocket. And I also show, well, here's leveraged inverse funds. These are 2-1 for double your fund if things should really start to go down in real here. I do not own any leveraged funds, inverse funds right now. I don't own any inverse funds at all. But they are in my Best Stocks Now app, and if they should rise to the top, I just might. This is Bill Gunnarsson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta? Just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Well, happy opening day of dove season down in Texas. We watched your Texas Rangers last night here in San Diego. I know you're struggling and fighting for a playoff spot, but it's hard for me to root against my Padres that I go watch a few games every year. Yeah, a lot of teams in death struggles right now here as they fight to the end. I know San Francisco was beat by the Dodgers last night. Watching the scoreboard, that's a death struggle there. Lots of death struggles. The market seemingly in a death struggle. Struggling to keep this bull market alive, which has been going on for 6 years and 22 weeks. And what's the fuel behind a bull market? Earnings. As long as earnings continue to increase, the market continues to go up. That's the fuel that keeps a stock going higher. As long as earnings continue to increase at a stock. But when they start to decelerate, when they start to level off, when they start to look like they're perched over a cliff, look out below. Because that's the end of a move in a stock or the move in an index. And that's why every single week in my newsletter I report to you earnings forecast for this year, earnings forecast for next year, the multiple that I think the market deserves, and my target price. But along the way, there's a lot of noise. And as I've always said, I think one of the most important points of how to deal with the market is one stock at a time, one index at a time, one mutual fund at a time, one ETF at a time. You take a look at each one on a daily basis. That's what I do. I just went through. I've actually found the best stock now for you in this sell-off that we've seen, during this correction that we've seen, in the midst of a correction. I said, look, here's one that is holding up well. It continues to pound its way higher. It continues to outperform the market. It continues to have good relative strength. It continues to deliver alpha to its investors. And oh, by the way, yeah, the valuation is still fairly reasonable on the stock. So this is one that I continue to own. We can check that one off the list today that, okay, nothing needs to be done there. I'm not buying anymore today. I'm not selling the stock. I'm going to just hold on for now because it's behaving well and it continues to behave well. However, there's a couple here that I'm worried about. They've come close to my line in the sand. There's one in particular, a retail stock that missed earnings today by a penny, a scant penny, but you got to multiply that penny by the number of shares outstanding, and it adds up to more than a few pennies, and they disappointed the street. We'll see what the reaction in the stock is, and we'll see if it has gone below my line in the sand. By the way, in my newsletter every week, I publish my line in the sand now because I think that's very, very important. And if they go below that line in the sand, well, that's tough, you know. You can't be in my portfolio anymore. You got to mitigate losses to the downside also, which is part of my job. Try to make money during good times and try to mitigate losses during bad times. But there are going to be times like this that come along, 10% corrections. You can't sell everything and say, oh, I see a correction coming along. I'm going to sell everything and then get back in when the correction is over. I think the bottom line is you have to endure a little bit of pain along the way once in a while. Look how far the market has come since 2009, and look at all of the painful days and all of the painful weeks and all of the painful months that we've had along the way. It's not any fun, but that's the nature of the beast. That's the way the stock market behaves. And you just have to take a look at each individual occurrence that happens in the market, weigh it out, step back from it, take a look at the big picture. I was listening to an economist this morning on Bloomberg Radio. She said basically the same thing. You know, she says, we look at the weekly and the monthly charts. We don't get caught up in the three-month chart or the six-month chart or even the one-year chart. We step back and look at the weekly and monthly charts to know where we're at in the big picture. That's why every single Monday I do a big picture look at the market, so you know where we're at in the big picture. Because when you're in days like today where you're down triple digits, it's hard to not be focused on today's action. it's hard to lose track of what the market, the big trend is. It's easy to lose track of where we're at in the economy. It's easy to lose track of earnings at companies and whatnot, and just paint the whole market red. You know, that's human nature. But you just have to step back, take a look at the big picture, analyze stocks one at a time. I know the areas that I've told investors to be out of for a long time now: the emerging markets, the commodities, energy stocks, etc. That's helped mitigate the pain just a little bit. But even the good stocks, you know, even the market leaders, they also correct when the market corrects. But they also take off when the market starts to move higher once again, which sometimes you forget that when you're in the midst of a correction that, yes, we could have a triple-digit up day tomorrow. We could have a big month in September. There will be good times again, but when you're in the midst of these things, you kind of lose track of all that. Anyways, I'll do my best here to analyze the numbers every single day, to analyze the charts. I'm on Twitter. I'm on StockTwits, at Bill Gunderson. I have almost 18,000 followers that follow. And if I see something really spectacular that jumps off the page at me, maybe I'll send out 4 or 5 tweets per day. If you don't have time to follow me during the day, when you get home at night, you can go to my website, pwstreet.com, and you can see right there the tweets that I sent out during the day. Yesterday, my main tweet was, I looked through my entire database yesterday, which I'll do again today, and I just can't find much to write home about. Well, we'll see. I'm going to look today. I'm hopeful that we can find something to buy during this pullback. If you'd like to sign up for the newsletter, you can go to my website at pwstreet.com. And if you'd like to talk to us about money management, we've had a flood of inquiries here recently. It seems like when markets get rocky, people realize this is a little bit tougher to do on your own. And it seems like our call volume goes up instead of down. Our number is 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. This is Bill Gunderson. This has been the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.